Good afternoon. With a quick look over the initial findings of the Leveson report, I'm Sean Dilley. You can follow me on Twitter at Sean Dilley, S-E-A-N-D-I-L-L-E-Y, or you can check out my blog at lobbysean.com. Now, I haven't yet read the 2,000-page, four-volume report that Lord Justice Leveson has put together. I very much look forward to doing that over the coming 24 hours or so. But the key findings, as it were, the key recommendation, as predicted earlier in the day by myself and many others, I'm quite sure, is that a government-regulated body would simply not be in the public interest and is simply not on. Instead, what he's suggesting is an independent body, which effectively is put together by the press with help by governments to ensure that there are some meaningful standards that journalists have to follow. Now, what he is suggesting is that legislation underpins the setting up of the body, almost, if you like, just the framework it will work under. Now, he does, however, suggest that Ofcom, the Office of Communications, which currently is the statute regulatory body for broadcast media, should potentially, and this is a matter for consideration by politicians, be considered for overseeing that particular operation. Media plurality, that's very important, he says, with the Competition Commission potentially overseeing exactly how that would due to be worked. And Jeremy Hunt, the now former Culture Secretary, cleared to a greater extent over dealings with the B-Sky. B-Bid, it's perfectly acceptable, says Lord Justice Leveson, that he should take an interest and that in one key respect, and it's a small one on the grand scheme of things, the public interest was not served by Adam Smith, the special advisor to Jeremy Hunt at the time, the Lee Majors, the fool guy, if you like, of the coalition, who's criticised for some of his handlings with the team there at News International. No widespread evidence of corruption by the press of police officers, but what he is suggesting is some form of register be kept by all police officers when they meet journalists, something already on the radar of police officers, yet to be introduced that end. So mainly Lord Justice Leveson was really kind of highlighting his belief that the press is really very important to a free society. And certainly the principle has always been that the executive, who are scrutinised by the press, should not be controlled and de facto licensed by the executive who are being scrutinised. So it's a complicated report. I suspect it's going to be an awful lot more complicated and detailed on reading of the full report, but the early findings are that there seems to be some concept of protection for the press, which the consensus seems to be on the whole works, you know, overwhelmingly in the public interest, even considering the times when things have gone incredibly wrong. But it is media journalistic standards that Lord Justice Leveson is really pushing as hard as he possibly can. Certainly journalists will now be overlooking all of the report, not just in self-interest, which is naturally the case, of course, but to report and take to the public what those findings are. It's now up to the Prime Minister, to Ed Miliband and to Nick Clegg to decide exactly how they're going to approach this. From a cross-party point of view, are they going to introduce that legislation? Are they going to say, well, it should be an underpinning by voluntary consent, as it were? Well, we'll find that out later this afternoon to some degree. But, yeah, huge criticism for the press, but also huge praise from the man who was set up to investigate and is now decided he's not going to comment any further. His report is out there. It is up to the press themselves. It is up to the government themselves to put this in operation. No worries about day-to-day contact between politicians and the press, which is a huge relief, obviously, to lobby journalists such as myself. But it's the backroom lobbying that he's worried about, and he said that lists should be published and there should be some real transparency. I've been Sean Dilley with a very quick roundup of the early findings of the four-volume, 2,000-page report, and obviously analysis will follow as I find out more. So if you don't already, please follow me on Twitter at Sean Dilley, S-E-A-N-D-I-L-L-E-Y, or, of course, you can follow me on my blog at lobbysean.com.